I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Rupa and the April Fishes is a musical group that crosses all kinds of borders, between countries, languages, musical styles, even between professions. When she's not making music, lead singer Rupa spends her time making diagnoses. She's a doctor in San Francisco. Rupa's parents came from India, but she grew up in several countries. As Zoe Corneli of station KALW in San Francisco reports, Rupa's music merges art, medicine, and global politics.
The group's new CD is called Extraordinary Rendition, which is also the name of the alleged U.S. government practice of sending terror suspects to countries that allow harsh interrogation tactics. It might seem like an oddly political title for a disc full of sweet melodies, but bandleader Rupa says that's sort of the point.
I actually wanted people to Google the expression and then read. Oh, the first thing that comes up is a Wikipedia article, you know, not an album. I wanted it to be a way to wake people up, and that's why the album starts with a siren. It's just like, we are living in a dangerous time.
This siren blares every week in San Francisco to test the warning system. The album's roots are firmly planted in this city, but its branches span the globe. Accordion you might hear on the streets of Paris meets trumpet from a Mexican mariachi band, along with timely messages. This song is called Poder. In Spanish, that means both power and to be able to. The lyrics list things that can enter the U.S. from Mexico, followed by one thing that can't.
It starts with the fish, the wind, even money can, a song, love, even a kiss can, but I can't.
Los peces, el viento, además el dinero, pero yo no, la canción.
Rupa says this song was inspired by photographs of different things crossing the border, a seagull, some seaweed, and an ice cream cone being handed to a U.S. Border Patrol agent by a salesman on the Tijuana side.
So the idea that we can just draw a line in the sand and then control what can go across and what can't, and the one thing that can't go freely are people, seems so counterintuitive and unnatural.
Rupa goes by Dr. Maria at the teaching hospital where she works as an internist. She says her experience treating patients, many of whom are undocumented Latino immigrants, reinforces her sense that we're all the same.
When I go from bedside to bedside, and everyone's got, you know, their mothers, and everyone's got their desire to have a home, everyone's got, you know, a liver, everyone bleeds, like all these things, it just contradicts my experience when someone puts a wall and says, you know, you're that over there and I'm here, over here.
Rupa's own life has been a story of breaking down borders. The petite 30-something was born in San Francisco and raised in India and France. She refuses to fit into a single identity. She says music and medicine come naturally to her, and long ago she decided to do both.
I've had a hard time as a child. People would always say, like, what are you doing? Are you this or are you that? And I was like, well, how can I decide? How can you call one thing a hobby when it feels like what my mind just does?
The song Wishful Thinking was inspired by one of her patients and his wife. They'd been married 40 years, and the man was about to die.
Now I don't know when the tides will call me away from the sweet life with you.
This is one of the album's few songs in English. Most of them are in French, and many are about relationships, which Rupa says is a political commentary in its own way. It's a response to her anger over the U.S. invasion of Iraq.
Like, there's so much fear, right now. I need to start writing songs about love, and not romantic love necessarily, but almost love as a way of knowing oneself, and love in a time of deep uncertainty and deep fear, reminding myself and reminding other people to just stay hopeful and stay compassionate.
So she decided to write 10 songs about love in French. It's the language she's most comfortable with besides English. One of them was Une Américaine à Paris, an American in Paris. It's about the artificial barriers that divide people.
I was in Paris for about a week playing music and writing music by myself, and I had spent 2 days just like writing. I didn't talk to anybody. I was sitting by myself.
The song begins, "There were a few silent days. I didn't say a word."
And I was in a cafe, and this man came and sat next to me, and he's like, "Are you writing a novel?" And I said, "No, I'm writing songs." And we had this wonderful conversation. "Oh, what kind of music do you like? Oh, what kind of film do you like?" And we just kept going back and forth. It was such a wonderful, warm conversation until I asked him where he was from. And he said he was from Algeria. And he says, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from San Francisco." Which is this wall came down between us. And he said, "Well, aren't you afraid to be an American in Paris with all these angry Arabs? If you were in my neighborhood..." And he, you know, made the beheading motion. And a part of me was like, "Who's this man? I am afraid." But then I just like looked at him. I was like, "No, I'm not afraid. I think there's too much of that right now."
Rupa translates.
"I'm not an American, you're not an Arab, we're not in Paris, we're in life."
For the world, I'm Zoe Corneli in San Francisco.
En dehors de ces barrières un peu superficielles, un peu vides. Mais ouais, je pense que nous avons beaucoup de choses en commun. Petites, avec